We're learning Sif and Tuf Resh Lamed Zayin, Sif Aleph and Beis, Hilchas Sukkah. Machaber says in Sif Aleph, you should lay also Sukkah bin Bishagi bin Bemezah. The person who did not make a Sukkah, whether it was intentionally or whether it was unintentionally, Bishagi, Raisa Sukkah b'chayla shalmayed, so he may make a Sukkah on Chalamayed, Afilu b'saif, Yom Shvi, even at the end of the seventh day. V'chein yochel lotis b'sukkah, Sukkah sukkah zu v'leisha b'acharetz. In addition, another related halacha is he may leave this Sukkah and go sit in another Sukkah. Mishnah tells us, Ashmi'in on the Chiddush over here is, Shalei kansua avor zeh, that they didn't give him a knas because he didn't make the sukkah. V'kol shkein enough the sukkah b'yantiv, and definitely if it was an accident, so then he can make a new sukkah on cholamayit. V'yantiv also lakima, however on yantiv he may not stand up the sukkah. V'afilu ma'ruach hippel mimena rak mixas min haschach levad. Even if the wind only blew off a portion of the schach, ein lahaisiv b'yantiv atzma, you may not add that schach back on yantiv. V'yidei akum, through a non-Jew, v'afilu nafal haschach kulay, gam kein yish lahater. So you can even put back on the entire schach through a non-Jew. You may construct the sukkah, we said, even the seif yom shvi. The chsiv, the pasuk says, chag ha-sukkah is tas lecha shivas yomim. The pasuk says, you shall make a sukkah for seven days. Hachi kamarach, one of the Torah is saying, asei sukkah b'chag, make a sukkah on yantif. Pirish be'eza yomim mishivas ha-yomim shetirtza, in any of those 7 days that you desire. V'afil b'yom shvi, yom lo yasisa kaidin l'chein, even on the seventh day, if you didn't make it until then. But ben hashmash, you may not do it yourself because it's a suffik deraisa. But ide akum shari lasaisa, through a non-Jew you may do it. Gesh nesgayer v'seich yimei achag, someone who becomes a ger within the yantiv of sukkah, is in the middle of the yantiv. Oif se sukkah bimei chag anaisarim, so you can make a sukkah for the remainder of sukkahs. We said further in the Mechaber that one is allowed to leave one sukkah and go into another sukkah. Tells us the Mishnah Berurah, Ashmin on the Chiddush is the Libi'in on Shi'i Sukkah L'Shivas Yom Dafka, that there's no requirement that a sukkah should be used for 7 days. Leisha Ba'acher says the Mishnah Berurah, V'chein Yochel Lechol B'Zu V'Leisha B'Zu. He's allowed to eat in this one and sleep in that one. Sif Beis, Yaitzin B'Sukkah She'ula. So one is Yaitz fulfills his mitzvah with a borrowed sukkah, v'chein Yaitzin B'Zal Shutvis, or one can be Yaitz his Chiev in a sukkah which is owned jointly. Mishnah Berurah explains She'ula, Sif Katan Hey, D'Chsiv Kol Ezech B'Yisrael Yeshiv V'Sukkais. Pasuk says, all of Ez Yisrael shall sit in Sukkahs, Malame, the sieges of Shakol Yisrael, Ru'iyin Leishev, the Sukkah Achas. That all Klal Yisrael can use one Sukkah behind the Achazah, one after the other. The Zay Efshi, the Kulan, the Lemati, the Kolchad, Shabapruta, L.A. de Sha'elub. So now, if it's impossible that each one can really own this sukkah if it's all Yisrael, so it must be that you yaitzim by borrowing it. Or shutvis. Another way to be yaitzim is would be shutvis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, kavachayim mishu'ula. It's a kavachayim. If you can be yaitzim with a borrowed sukkah, definitely a sukkah that you own a portion of the sukkah. The koshkin kan the yishle din chedik ba, vanisha hu sholoi da'das ken nishtat, for the rest is lent to him, because this was, after all, the conditions of the partnership.